Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Buying a new home can be stressful. There are a million things to consider, but the biggest component is almost always the neighborhood.
This month, Milwaukee Magazine's cover story featured a list of neighborhoods to fit every budget in areas throughout and around the city. Christine Hansen is the author of the article, and she spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about some of the overarching elements of the areas where people are looking to buy.
People are looking for community. They like a neighborhood where they can walk to have a beer or go out to eat or walk to a farmer's market. That community aspect is really important, especially when you're living in a city as large as Milwaukee or metro area as large as Milwaukee. People really want that.
So you go through a number of different neighborhoods and kind of the criteria. Can you first just explain like what each kind of category of home is?
Sure. So in developing this article, we first looked at numbers and statistics. So we worked with Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors and worked with them to figure out, you know, where are the values climbing? So if you're trying to sell, what's a good area to live in? Also, if you're trying to buy, where are the listing prices still low? Because obviously in this article, we're speaking to buyers and sellers who are on opposite sides of the spectrum, right? So we first looked at that and then used that data to really flesh out these communities and what makes them special, whether it's, you know, a local farmer's market or really cute bungalows, you know, whatever. So we started from that place so that we're not just saying, these are the 10 hot neighborhoods. We wanted to really look at facts and statistics.
And the numbers behind it.
And the numbers behind it, exactly. Because at the end of the day, I think, you know, that is part of the process in buying or selling a house. The numbers are important. We can't deny that.
For sure. I've heard actually right now it's really a seller's market.
Absolutely.
So if you're someone who is looking to buy your first home, if you're really just starting out in either, you know, central Milwaukee or one of the surrounding areas, where should you be looking at?
Well, I think the most important thing right now is if you're a potential buyer, be ready to put in an offer. So you need to be pre-approved for a loan and for what amount. Houses are going really fast because it is a seller's market right now. So that's sort of a tangential answer to your question. But as far as where you should be looking, I think, you know, people need to look beyond the house and look at the community. What are the people like who live there? What are some of the local amenities? And that's what I try to do with the story by interviewing realtors who specialize in these areas. It's not just about your house. It's beyond those four walls. What are you literally walking into when you purchase one of these houses? What's the community like? What's the neighborhood like?
So some of the ones that you mentioned in the piece were West Milwaukee, Brown Deer, Cudahy as kind of starting out places.
Mm-hmm.
What makes these neighborhoods good for people who are just purchasing their new home?
Sure. Well, the bottom line is that the asking prices are still very low because anybody who's starting out, unless you're independently wealthy or you have a trust fund to tap into, you probably are working with a limited amount of money. So that's our definition of starting out. But of course, there are exceptions. So those communities have really good, very low asking prices, but also are, let me just say, like, you know, Brown Deer, the realtor I talked to, Katie, talked about how that's sort of a gateway into the North Shore. When you look at the North Shore region of Milwaukee, you can easily spend $500,000 on a house. So this is a way to kind of tap into a lot of those regional amenities, whether it's shopping or parks or schools or whatnot. And same with Cudahy. That South Shore area from Bayview on down to South Milwaukee is really becoming more and more desirable. And this is a way to access that community.
We're downtown right now, of
right.
course, and there are a lot of people who are interested in that kind of city feel. I mean, we are in Milwaukee. It is a city.
Mm-hmm.
If you're someone who is starting out, are there areas in the city that you can be looking at?
That's a great question. I was really pleased to see that Milwaukee as a city is very popular with people. If you travel around the country or even just, you know, take a cursory look, a lot of downtowns have become ghost towns. It's, you know, very popular to live downtown. The neighborhood that we focused on in terms of downtown living, although technically it's a few miles out, is the Walker's Point neighborhood. And I was personally surprised by that. I live in the Bayview neighborhood and travel through that neighborhood often, either on bicycle, bus, car, foot, or whatever. I was very surprised to see how popular that neighborhood's coming, because I knew that from an entertainment perspective, you've got sort of our Restaurant Row on South 2nd Street and the Clock Shadow Creamery, a Purple Door ice cream. You know, there's a lot going on there, a brewery as well and a distillery. But people want to live there, too. And that's sort of a recycling back to what was happening 20, 30 years ago. And in the story, I interviewed Deborah Bramer, who is exactly in that position. She once lived there, and now she is getting ready to transition out of her Shorewood home and return to the neighborhood as an adult, as an empty nester.
You mentioned you live in Bayview.
Yes.
And to me, of course, Bayview seems like not the central city, but it does seem, you know, like the city. And that was a neighborhood you mentioned for downsizing, if you're someone who's looking to get into a slightly smaller home.
Exactly. In the story, we have a really cool interview with a realtor who downsized with her husband. They were living in Whitefish Bay. They had a 3,700 square foot house, which for some people would be considered very large. And they downsized to a 1,500 square foot bungalow in Bayview. And that's a great story about, you know, someone who still wants to have a house and a yard and a community, maybe doesn't want a condo, but wants a smaller footprint.
So why is Bayview a good spot for downsizing? Just the housing stock?
The houses are smaller if you look at Bayview versus the entire metro area. As a general rule, obviously it's going to vary per house and per lot. But the footprints are smaller. It's still a great place for people who say they're empty nesters. They don't need a 4 or 5 bedroom house. 2, 3, 4 bedrooms are fine. But they still want to walk to the theater. They still, whether it's Avalon Theater or Alchemist Theater, and they still want to walk to a trendy restaurant. It's a great walking community for people of any age.
So let's look at kind of the opposite of that spectrum. If you're someone who's maybe in an area like Bayview, you have a smaller footprint at the moment, but you are looking to get a larger home, a growing family, where should you be looking?
Well, what I was really surprised to learn in researching this story is that it's a great time to build. And I think when we think about building custom homes, they're usually large. Obviously, the tiny home movement is picking up speed. But for the most part, if you're looking for a bigger house, you're going to build. And in my story, I interviewed a couple people who said, now is a really good time, because if you're selling your house, it's a seller's market. So say you're selling an existing house in the city, it will go fast. So you're not going to be stuck with two mortgages. The interest rates are still pretty low. So if you're going to take out a loan for your new custom-built property, this is a good time. I also learned in researching the story that Walworth County, based on the experts I talked to, project that that's going to be the next hot spot, because it's really close to, you know, Foxconn will be arriving in Mount Pleasant, which is projected to bring a lot of jobs and people from outside the area. That Walworth County has a lot of open land, because that's the challenge. Like, if you want to build a custom build in Bayview, well, there's probably 5 lots available, so good luck. But you kind of have to go in these rural areas. So that was a surprising thing that I learned in researching this story.
That surprises me. I'm from Walworth County.
Yes, yes. Well, the reason is its proximity to a lot of areas. Because if you're, especially you have adult kids or you have family in different areas, you can still access them within an hour. A lot of, you know, yeah. Whether it's Madison or Lake Geneva or Racine, Kenosha, or Milwaukee counties.
Oh, I'm from Lake Geneva. Yeah, you can get to Chicago in about an hour and a half and Milwaukee
exactly.
in about an hour.
Right, yeah. Right.
What are some of the more unusual areas, I mean, that you highlighted in this piece? I mean, you just mentioned, of course, Walworth County, and I believe Burlington is still in Walworth County.
Right. So we did talk about Burlington as one of our south communities, because the article separated by geographic area. And so while some people might think, wow, that's really far away, it's not. And again, because of the Foxconn development, there's projections that that will change as well a lot of the community amenities. Because anytime you have a big company come in, you need to have places for them to eat and shop and play. So that was surprising. That and right now the median single family price in that community is just under $200,000. So that's pretty affordable.
What is your biggest piece of advice to people who are looking for a home, no matter what the area, no matter what the budget, what should be the first priority in choosing a new place?
I think that what I learned in writing this story is that the realtor relationship is still very important. We live in a time right now where we kind of think we can do everything ourselves online without any interference or middleman or middlewoman or middle person, right? But what I learned in interviewing the realtors for this story is that they have so much advice and knowledge about an area. For example, Germantown, the realtor I spoke to who's sold in that area for about 30 years, was able to say that, you know, this is a community where I've noticed, based on my client interactions, that people who grew up here are also buying here. So you've got these multi-generational aspects. And that's really important when you look at the health and vibrancy of cities and communities, that you have people who have an investment, who've been there for many years. So looking for a realtor who really knows the area is important, that it's not just another business deal. Another part of the story, we look at architecturally significant areas. I interviewed a realtor on the North Shore, Lori Folk, who specializes in mid-century modern. So if you're a person who, like, I have to have mid-century modern, I don't care if it's in Cudahy or Mequon, I need it, I want it, she's a really good resource. So that's what I learned, too, is that the realtor relationship is very important. You can definitely do a lot of work ahead of time by looking at listings online and photos and such, but really rely on those people because they know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today, Christine.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Christine Hansen is a local writer whose piece on Milwaukee's housing market was featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.